Anthony Fauci rails against the normalization of untruths in commencement speech. By Hannah Blow on May 9, 2022. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a serial flip-flopper in the era of the Chinese coronavirus, railed against the normalization of untruths and so-called news organizations during his commencement speech at the University of Michigan over the weekend. Being in Washington has allowed me to experience firsthand the intensity of the divisiveness in our nation, Fauci told the graduates during the roughly 15-minute speech. What troubles me is that differences of opinion or ideology have in certain circumstances been reflected by egregious distortions of reality, he said. It is a perplexing claim, given the fact that Fauci himself has altered his positions on a variety of issues, from the efficacy of masks to forced vaccines, over the course of the pandemic. Notably, prior to the pandemic, Fauci once dismissed masks as a paranoid tool. And early on in the pandemic, he admitted that drugstore masks are not really effective in keeping out virus, which is small enough to pass through the material. Yet, he publicly went on to become a champion of forced masking, violating his own purported beliefs at his own convenience. He made a similar move recently, refusing to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner due to the risk of contracting the coronavirus. Yet he attended a White House Correspondents' Association garden party over that same weekend. However, Fauci ignored his own displays of hypocrisy in the speech, insisting that elements of our society have grown increasingly unfazed by a cacophony of falsehoods and lies that often stand largely unchallenged, ominously leading to an insidious acceptance of what I call the normalization of untruths. Fauci also complained about certain elected officials in positions of power in so-called news organizations during the speech. Ultimately, Fauci charged graduates with the responsibility to refuse to accept the normalization of untruths. If you remember nothing else from what I say today, I truly appeal to you, please remember this. It is our collective responsibility not to sink to a tacit acceptance of a normalization of untruths, because if we do, we bring danger to ourselves, our families and our communities, Fauci said. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, is among critics who have challenged Fauci's way of thinking, concluding that the White House medical adviser does not want anyone to question his positions. He thinks that his edicts should stand, no court or constitution should review his edicts, and no individual person should get the choice to make it, Paul said.